Hello, Taurus friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Taurus October 2021 Astrology Must Knows. This is a horoscope report for you if Taurus is your sun sign, or your rising sign, or your moon sign, or even if you have Mercury, Venus, or Mars in Taurus, which you can figure out how to run a free birth chart online, see if you have any of those placements, and then if you do, this is what I'm going to share in this report is for you. It's part of your astrological picture. Also, if you're a late degree Taurus, so around May 11th through the rest of the sign, or 20 to 29 degrees, and the later in May and the later in degree, the more this is true, I also highly recommend you listen to my Gemini reports, because you cuspy people have a more complex read, and you'll need to listen to both Taurus and Gemini to pick up all of your goodies. Okay, so if you want more information than what I'm going to give you in this video, and boy, is it going to be a lot. I always spare no detail to try to help you make the most of the starry potentials, talk about what there is to celebrate and what there is to watch out for. But if you want even more information, go to anniehelpsyou.com and see the interface for all of the free goodies that I have for you each month. If you forget that address, you can just click on the more button, the little arrow underneath the video, and it will reveal all of the links to my things to help you. So what do we have going on this month? I'm calling this month the big wake up and eclipse rumblings. And these eclipse rumblings take on extra significance for Taurus because the new cycle that is starting is the Taurus Scorpio cycle. And oh my goodness, it is very, very, very intense to be in an eclipse cycle where it is targeting you. And I know this because I'm a Sag and we're ending out the Gemini Sagittarius eclipse cycle. So I've just gone through almost 2 years of having me be targeted. Okay, so we'll talk more about that. We'll talk a lot about that in the years to come. And we will talk about, I have a segment that gives a little sneak peek into November and December. We talk about the eclipse dates. We talk about the dates that the Taurus Scorpio eclipse happened before. We talk about the dates the Sagittarius and Gemini eclipse happened before, so that you can kind of have context for the types of themes that came up. So we'll go into all of that later. But first, I want to talk about some other Taurus specific things. Okay, so the first thing of note is that you are getting pressured to do something really monumental with your work, or you've been doing something monumental with your work and now you're tired and you want to start to rest on your laurels. And even if you don't want to rest on your laurels, it might be time to start to do that. Okay, so you've got the pressure of Saturn continuing to move through the 10th house of your work and career and your place out in the world. So if you're a person who doesn't need to be employed or doesn't need money, this is still relevant for you with what you're offering in the world. This also can have to do with your relationships with your father figures, authority figures, your finding yourself as an authority figure. And this also is very much about working smart. This is a theme that I've had for Taurus for a while. I'm going to continue working on you guys to try to help you with this. Taurus people are one of the hardest working people in the zodiac. I am not a Taurus with my sun sign or any of my inner placements, but I do have my south node in Taurus, and it does take on a very strong part of my personality. That's part of why I work so hard for you guys. That's part of why I've consistently shown up month after month, year after year for so long. It's a Taurian trait to be persistent, to be responsible, to be consistent. And it's not in the old rules of Taurus to be super efficient with our energy. It's in the rules to just work hard. And any problem that we have, it's like, let's just work harder. But that is the old playbook. And we're not going to completely throw that away. But what I want to help bring in, and the stars are in support of us really talking about this at this time, is you being more efficient with your energy, where you can work smarter instead of harder. Okay, so one book that I read that really revolutionized how I had my relationship with work is a book by Timothy Ferris called The 4-Hour Work Week. Many people are not going to get down to exactly a 4-hour work week, although I have, and you kind of would be surprised to know that about me, seeing how much I put out. But I have become so ultra efficient with my time that I actually have been able to succeed at with that goal, unless I have a special project or something on the side if I'm writing a book. But for my general tasks, I've been able to achieve that. And that has been life-changing for me, and that's going to be life-changing for you, even if you make any effort towards it, because it's a paradigm shift. And that's what is going on for Taurus at this time with all of this activity at the top of your chart. In your 10th house, you've got a lot of heavy hitter outer planet action where your paradigms about work are being completely transformed. And the degree to which you let those paradigms be transformed is the degree to which you'll have wild success in these new arenas with less work and more outcome for you and better health, because your health is really getting called into question from the aspects that are occurring at this time. The questions are being asked: is the type of work you're doing sustainable for your health? Is your schedule sustainable for your health? Is it sustainable for your lifestyle and your work-home balance and your family? And what other goals do you have that you might need to have things a little bit more on autopilot with your work in order to achieve those? Now, there's something that I think about a lot, and this has to do with a trait of Taurus that you could lean on more. And I think about a friend of mine, one of my best friends growing up, we're still close, and she is a Taurus. And I think back and I laugh at how many things she would have me do for her. Okay, she was always very helpful to me. But if there was something that she was a master delegator, so she wasn't as outgoing as I was. And if she wanted information or she wanted something done or she had a question, she would always send me off to get the information. And this was just a dynamic. I was happy to help. She wanted the information. It worked out. But it reminds me of what natural delegators Taurus placements can be. But there's that tendency mixed with the tendency to work really hard. And so the more you can go into the delegation realm, the more you're going to be able to get out of some of the hard work of the profile that you're doing. And even if you're retired, you might find that you're caring for other people. You've taken on other responsibilities. A lot of times people with Taurus placements don't know what to do if they're not responsible for a bunch of stuff, even if you're retired and not making any money from it. So that's happening. Something else that I think about with this same friend is she's been a devoted and amazing mother. She has amazing children. And there are some things that she's wanted to do with her career life that haven't manifested because she's been focusing on these things. And now she's got her kids and her husband encouraging her to do these things that she wants to do. And this is very typical of the way that this energy is manifesting for Taurus at this time, that she has certain goals with education and with her work that she wants for herself. And so that might be part of how the energy is shifting too, is that you're channeling your tendency towards hard work away from some of the ways you were working before, so that you can open up and channel your persistence and consistency into something else that you're feeling very passionate about. So that's an alternative way that this energy can move at this time. Okay, let's see. So the month is pretty much split. The first half or so of the month is very much in this retrograde energy. And in this time frame, we've got Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mercury waking up from their retrograde position and shifting into the direct energies. These are two very distinct energies. There are two very distinct ways of working with this. The clarity that you might be looking for, the direction that you might be looking for is less likely to click in the earlier parts of October. But towards the end of October and into November, the clarity is coming, the direction is coming, the ambition is coming, the obstacles are being removed, and we have a golden period, which I'll give you the dates for when we get into that segment, one of the best periods of all year of 2021 for launches, doing important things, making big decisions, having luck that comes in to be supportive to the things that you're working on. So October is very much about wrapping up loose ends. It's about researching to look into possibilities for your goals. It's about making some internal decisions about taking your goals seriously and clearing out the fears that have been standing in the way of you actually doing something. And some of this can have to do with procrastination. Now, while Taurus energy is not really known for procrastination, it is in the arenas of something that you might want to do, or something that might be a hobby or a passion. You're not procrastinating when it comes to doing what has to be done to take care of the people in your life and yourself. Well, yourself, but that's kind of second sometimes, and that's another arena with this sixth house being accentuated for you is how can you better take care of yourself? So this is an ongoing storyline of what your self-care regimen is, and you'll have a lot of opportunities to evaluate that. This month, is the type of work you're doing sustainable? How is it affecting your health? What can you do that would be better for your health? What can you do that would give you a better schedule? And what can you do that activates your passions that you can start to divert some of your consistency and persistency into pursuing? This is a period of time, September, October, November, where partnerships are front and center. And that's true for everybody, but there's some special energy there, especially for Taurus, because Scorpio is on your seventh house cusp. And as the planets move into Scorpio, this energy of people in your life supporting you is going to be very, very, very important and very, very relevant. So maybe having a meeting with the people in your life, like, I want to do this. Let's get a plan together, instead of you trying to get the plan together on your own. Or just saying yes to the support that's already around you. Like for this friend I was talking about, her son has been one of her biggest advocates in trying to get her to do these things. And he's like fully confident, ready to help her. And so she just has to say yes to that support. And that is very current for all Taurus placements, just to start to say yes for that support. Because Uranus is moving through your sign, this is bringing a lot of instability in places in your life. And, you know, instability is the opposite of Taurus energy, right? Our Taurus people are the rocks in our life, and you can be the rock and grounding in your own life. But with Uranus moving here, we're having to move into a time where impermanence is our friend, and where we find our security from less variable things. And let's face it, everything within the earth plane pretty much is variable and impermanent, right? When you really get down to it. But what is permanent is your connection to spirit. What is permanent is your connection with your soul, you know, your soul connections to people that were here before you incarnated, what'll be there after you, you know, are done in this incarnation. And putting the power into those, and also your purpose. Your purpose on this planet is a truth, is a solid grounding that calls to you. It whispers, it calls, it screams, it knocks, whatever it does, it's there nagging at you all the time. And that is a truth, an impermanent or a permanent truth in this lifetime. So those kind of things, seeking, you know, your closer relationships, your purpose and your connection to spirit are things that you can use the jostling of Uranus as it's putting everything else, you know, bringing instability and uncertainty and so many things in your life. You can put the desire for stability in those places and really start to shore up those things that do have this permanence. So that's definitely a major must know for Taurus placements at this time. Okay, so as Saturn and Jupiter are waking up and influencing the energy of your 10th house, you will start to notice things that were dormant earlier in the year starting to come back around again. So whether it's construction on something in your house, whether it's something with your work, whether it's something else at home, whether it's a creative project, anything that sort of fizzled out or lost steam at any point prior to October is very likely to start waking up and moving forward very rapidly now. So expect a period of catching up and kind of, you know, bouncing ahead with leaps and bounds, even if some things had been stagnant. All right, so now let's look at this visual, this timeline of the eclipses, the dates of the eclipses, the degrees. We'll go into more details about the eclipses in November and December as we have them in those months, but I am going to give you a sneak peek into some relevant information to help you understand the energy of October better as it relates to November and December. Okay, so to understand the theme, the big wake up for October 2021, it's easier, I think, to see it in a visual context, and also to understand October compared to November and December, and what we've got going on in this cluster of time will help you to better understand the energy of this month. All right, so the first thing of note that we've got going on is that these outer planets are waking up. So Pluto on October 6th, Saturn on the 11th, Jupiter on the 18th, and then we've got Mercury also waking up. This is an inner planet, but we've still been in this Mercury retrograde period, you know, since September. So the energy for the first half or so of the month is very much retrograde, okay? And then every day, 19th, 20th, 21st, every day we march into October, later in the month, these energies that just woke up start to get stronger, all right? So by the time we're at November 3rd, Mercury retrograde is clear and we enter this golden period of the 3rd through the 17th before the Venus shadow period starts. Venus shadow starts November 18th, gets stronger as the month of November goes on. Venus goes retrograde on December 19th. Okay, so you can see this time between November 3rd and the 17th is this golden opening where these planets have gained a lot of momentum. Mercury is completely strong. Venus has not yet started to slip. So now that we understand this, we'll get back to some of these other pieces here. Let's talk about the retro energies and direct energies and how you use them differently. So basically, the first half of October, we'll say through, of course, the 18th, because that's when everything goes direct. It's very strong in this, and this lingers throughout October, but it starts to get lighter and lighter as the month goes on. And as the month goes on, it gets more into these energies. And then the 3rd through the 17th of November is really, really strong with this energy, okay? So in retrograde time, we want to deal with what comes up more rather than trying to do future planning or, you know, think too much ahead. We want to clear out clutter in any area of our lives, our health, our relationships, our houses, our desk. We want to leave things unscheduled because last minute magic can show up, and the more space you have to receive it, the better. This is a fantastic time for research, not as much the big launches and decisions and agreements and all of this stuff, unless it's unavoidable, but researching these things and making, you know, your pros and cons list, getting information so that you can strike when the iron's hot. The retro time, so, you know, it's basically all of October, but especially through around the 18th, we want to wrap up loose ends and finish old projects. Also, retrogrades are known for confusion, where you can't see that far ahead. You're not sure about what you want to do with any of these kind of things, you know. And if you know that that's happening, then it's okay because you know that it's likely going to clear. It's a time to be in the moment, and it's a time to honor the flow and not force anything. Now, as we get later in October, you'll start to feel the clarity coming back, especially once we get into November, the zest and ideas for new projects, things like big launches, like getting your book out, your creative babies of any sort, your big decisions, your agreements, your paperwork, your investing, your moves, anything like that, future planning, and that back to push and initiate mode away from the don't force mode is another important change that starts to evolve as October goes on. And the more you can do these things in this November 3rd through 17th, 3rd through 17th, you'll have all of the oomph of the direct motion. And I always liken this time to when the tide is going out. Retrograde is like when the tide is going in. If you try to push a message in a bottle out on the shore, you know, to go out to the sea, it's probably going to come bobbing right back to you. That's why these things are better indicated in the retrograde time. But as we move into the direct time, it's time to put your boat afloat, to have the action of the tides going out, you know, to put your bottle out to sea, to put all of your energy out there because you have oomph. Now, as we get into the 18th, the tides from the Venus perspective start slowly rolling in, okay? But there is quite a bit of usable, what I call usable energy for the rest of November. And I'm just giving you this little sneak peek to understand this, even though we're talking about October, because October is more in this retrograde mode. And then November is more in this direct mode, you see? So this will help you to better guide your actions in October to understand the energies of November more. But you will have some usable energy for the rest of November. You just have to use it with caution. And you, if you want to get a sneak peek about this, we'll talk about this more in the November report. But look for Annie Botticelli Venus Retrograde. I have a whole Venus and Retrograde blog series. I've got a really great detailed video. And also my book, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe, has a very big section on these Venus Retrograde energies. Okay, so now, back to this energy in October. We also have at the beginning of the month, eclipse season is beginning, okay? Because the first eclipse is November 19th, but eclipse season starts around 4 to 6 weeks before the actual eclipse. So that places us right back here at the beginning of October. Okay, so besides this big wake up for these outer planets and Mercury, we've got eclipse season beginning. So, you know, those life-changing pieces of information, those life-changing experiences, those very big goodbyes, those very big hellos. And this is a very big wrap-up because this season holds the last eclipse in the Sagittarius-Gemini cycle. So what we're wrapping up here, and this energy is starting to make itself manifest in October, which is why we're talking about it now, the Sagittarius-Gemini eclipse cycle has been in effect since around March 2020. And everybody remembers that month will go down in infamy when the world shut down. So things wrapping up at this time. Also, if you want to have some context, you can think back. So basically, it was the eclipse cycle was from May 2020, but again, the 4 to 6 week period started us in March through around January of 2022. Okay, so we're here in October, we're starting to get the pieces falling together of closing out this cycle. If you want to have context as to when the last time that cycle happened, the Sagittarius-Gemini eclipse cycle, it was around 2010 to 2012. So you might see some similar storylines that came up at that time. Now what we're starting in this new cycle is the Taurus-Scorpio eclipse cycle. And of course, we'll go into way more details about this in the November and December reports when the actual eclipses occur, but it's important for you to know these things now because the eclipse season starts in early October. So think back to the end of 2002 and to like through 2003 and then the second half of 2012 to early 2014. Then we've got now August 2021 through the end of 2023. And the reason why we have August here is because we do start to see a few months even before the eclipse cycle begins that sometimes little hints will come in. So that's very, very sensitive, you know, might be harder to see that energy. So we'll just put it back to October 2021 through the end of 2023 is the Taurus Scorpio cycle. So the things that are coming in now are going to really be big players through the end of 2023. And we'll go into details about exactly where that hits in your chart in the November and December reports. For our purposes for October, just know that it's a big wrap up of the old eclipse cycle and the big beginning of the new eclipse cycle as this eclipse season starts this month. Okay, so I've given you lots of information to help you make the most of October 2021 and beyond. If you would like even more information, definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. That is the interface for all of the things that I do for you each month, the connection to my podcast and my Pinterest and my school and my blogs and all of that you can find there. If you would like to be an astrologer as your profession or just to do it to help your friends and family and yourself, you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you think I put a lot of details into these monthly reports, month after month, year after year, you should see what goes on, the comprehensive nature of that course, which you can see at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!